ready to go.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Don't forget, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Been looking forward to this one today. Let's introduce Ted Wen, and he is a staff writer at The Athletic. He's also the host of the Just Win podcast. Ted, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it, man.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. We've had you on in the past, and we know you excel at the X's and O's and really breaking stuff down. Let me just ask you right off the bat, Friday's performance by Brock Purdy, how did it grade out in your mind?
I thought he played well overall. I mean, I think he's still kind of testing the waters. I always think Brock Purdy's always trying to, you know, see what kind of throws he got away with. And, I think I started a little bit of controversy saying that third down pass to George Kittle, which he kind of just tossed it up, was lucky, which I thought it was. I mean, it was covered too. The linebacker dropped into the hole pretty deep, and he had to kind of throw a jump ball while getting hit, and it got converted. And I thought that pass was kind of lucky. But overall, I thought, you know, the operation was pretty good. Even the pass to Deebo Samuel, the one that got intercepted, it was a good process. It was cover one. He went to his best receiver versus a fifth-string corner, but unfortunately Deebo couldn't get open, and the ball was tipped and intercepted, but that's just how things go sometimes. I think overall he looks sharp, and I think he's ready for the season.
Ted, let me ask you this. We're all excited about the season, and I think Brandon Ayuk is an above-average receiver. We're all exhausted, but are you all at all shocked that Brock Purdy might take the field with no Brandon Ayuk? And what would the impact of that be on Brock Purdy?
Yeah, I think the thing with Brandon Ayuk is he offers something the Niners don't have with any other receiver on their roster, the ability to win outside against press coverage. They have a lot of receivers that can win inside. We know what Deebo Samuel could do with Yak. George Kittle works in the middle of the field. Juwan Jennings works in the middle of the field. But they don't have that outside field stretcher. Chosen Anderson could help out a little bit in that area, but you just can't do it the way Ayuk does it, who has been remarkably efficient and productive outside. So I don't know who else on that roster could replace Ayuk right now. You know, I think the Niners will be fine against more inferior teams with their system and running the ball and play action and those type of things that are going to help out the offense. But when they play the better teams and they need somebody to win outside on third down, it's going to be tough.
Ted Wen joining us on 95.7 The Game, NFL staff writer at The Athletic NFL. He's also the host of the Just Win podcast. Right now, and I know it's going to be tough, but if let's say the 49ers get Williams in and get Ayuk in, is this team better than last year?
I think the hope for improvement comes on the defensive side of the ball, where they were pretty inconsistent last year, especially in run defense. And, you know, they're going back to their old system. They added Brandon Staley, so they hope there's some more cohesiveness on that side of the ball. And offensively, they can get better, because we have to remember how young Brock Purdy is. And I think, you know, him kind of faltering in the Super Bowl has to do more with experience. Just seeing those exotic looks, getting those reps in mind, knowing how to react to them, those are all things that come with experience. And Brock Purdy's going to be another year in the system, and we can expect him to get better in that area. But, you know, right now it's just going to be tough with those, you know, Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk not having any practice. But the defense is really going to have to step up and kind of lead the way while the offense kind of gets its footing, even if Ayuk and Trent Williams comes back.
Hey, speaking of the defense, what type of defense is this going to be under first-year defensive coordinator Nick Sorensen without the luxury of a Dre Greenlaw? What do you expect from this Niner defense?
Yeah, you know, I talked to some Niner coaches about how this defense could change, and, you know, Brandon Staley could come in, and he had a very different philosophy when he coached with the Rams and Chargers, and they were very adamant that they're still going to be an aggressive single-gap system, and hiring Nick Sorensen as their defensive coordinator is kind of representative that they want to go back to their foundation, that cover three Seattle system, and just be very cohesive and do that very well. But yeah, I think, you know, Brandon Staley is going to offer some new ideas, and he's going to help them kind of change things up, and he's going to help in the game planning aspect of it. So I think, you know, this is going to be a more cohesive defensive unit, and maybe we'll see some different changeups that can help from Brandon Staley.
Ted, obviously Trent Williams isn't in camp, but it seems like they'll get him in at some point. But it also, just listen to the fans, it feels like there is no way under the sun that this team can play without Trent Williams. And I guess my question to you is, what would it look like with Trent Williams compared with without Trent Williams? Why would it be so catastrophic if they didn't reach an agreement with Trent Williams, and let's say he missed a couple games to start the season?
Well, we have to look at how this team is built. This team is built on valuing skill players and drafting those guys high and putting they put less value and less resources into the offensive line. So the offensive line is kind of made up of guys that are drafted a little later, free agents, and the scheme helps them out tremendously, and the skill players around them allow Brock Purdy to get rid of the ball very quickly. But that group is kind of anchored and led by Trent Williams, who's an all-pro. So when you take Trent Williams out of the equation, this offensive line is very average to below average, even though I think they drafted pretty well this year and there's some potential with the rookies this year. It's still just not a very proven group, and Trent Williams just kind of blossoms this group by a ton, and not having him in it, you know, you might make the argument that Trent Williams could be the most important player on this offense because of what he provides for this offensive line and this group overall. And when you look at the statistics, Brock Purdy's stats doesn't drop a lot when up some players miss games, but when Trent Williams misses a game, he really becomes a much less efficient quarterback.
Now, let me ask you this about McCaffrey, because we saw all last year and the last couple of years, I mean, Kyle runs him into the ground, and I get it. But my biggest takeaway from the preseason for the Niners was J.P. Mason. Like, he's a runner. Do you expect him, Ted, to get not more of a bigger role, but more touches to kind of spell McCaffrey this season?
I would hope so. I mean, you know, we knew that when McCaffrey was traded to the Niners, he came with some injury concerns, and he played all of last year. You know, he did deal with some injuries, but he didn't miss much time or miss naps at all. And, you know, to count on him to do that 2 years in a row, especially with his history, I would say isn't a good deal to bet on. So I would think if you were the Niners, you would really try to limit his carries this year. You know, I know he was going after the big stats last year. He was, you know, going for some records. But this year, I think, you know, you, especially with how well or how good Mason has looked, I think you really got to try to limit his carries and try to go with a little bit more of a running back by committee type of approach. And if Brock Purdy is ready to take another step up as a passer, you could count on him to pass a little bit more and maybe just take the load off McCaffrey and try to save him for the postseason, because if you're the Niners, that's your goal, is to perform well in the postseason and regular season. You know, you don't want to assume you're going to do well, but, you know, you want to save your best for at the end of the year.
Ted Wend joining us on 95.7 The Game. He writes for The Athletic. He's also the host of the Just Win podcast. How do you view the NFC right now? Do you feel like the 49ers are still the class of the NFC? And then I guess my question would be, at what point and how do you measure the impact of no Ayuk and no Trent Williams? Does that, just the way you assess a team, do you think that'll leak into the year? Do you think they're fighting an uphill battle? Basically, where do you think they are in the NFC pecking order?
To me, they're still the top team in the NFC. I don't think the NFC is very deep, but they have, the top contenders are very strong. You know, you have the Eagles, who I think are going to bounce back with much better coaching. And the Green Bay Packers are a team that is rising up, and I think they're going to be one of the best teams. And then you have the Detroit Lions, who almost beat the Niners in the NFC Championship last year. I still think they are better than those teams, but I think it's getting the gap is getting a lot smaller. And I think not having Trent Williams and Brent Ayuk is definitely going to affect them in the beginning of the year. But like I said, it's all about how they reach that stride towards the end of the year. So it's really important to get those guys in. But yeah, I think the gap is much closer between the top NFC teams and the Niners than it's ever been. Or it's been in recent years, at least.
Hey, Ted, let me ask you this. I know it's a bit premature, but if the Niners had to pay Brock Purdy today, do you think he would reset the market, and do you think that would be a wise choice?
Yeah, I mean, I think with any quarterback, you know, just how the quarterback deals are these days, the next one is always going to be the highest one. And Brock Purdy just has that kind of production where you can argue that he should be the highest paid quarterback. You'll very rarely see a new quarterback deal and it'll slot in at fourth place or fifth place. You know, it's always going to be the next deal is going to be the highest paid deal. I think you can make an argument that he definitely gets a boost from being in this system, playing with these players. I mean, if you look at Jimmy Garoppolo, how he looked with the Niners and then how he fared without the Niners, he went from a potential Pro Bowl quarterback to a guy that's not even starting anymore. So it's you know, hard to argue that there is a Shanahan effect. But I just think with the trend of how quarterbacks get paid these days, he'll be the highest paid player, maybe by like, you know, a million or two, but he's going to reach that threshold.
Good stuff. Hey, Ted, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it, man.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. That's Ted Wynn, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line. All guests on the game appear on the River Islands Guest Line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. He writes for The Athletic, and he's the host of the Just Win podcast.
Yeah, he said the Niners are the cream of the crop in the NFC. Is that where you have them? I think the Rams are coming, Stani. I really do. I think they've gotten better. But I asked you your thoughts. Like, do you have the Niners, you know, above all the other teams before week one kicks off?
Boy, that's a good question, Gil. That's a good question. I just have some doubts about this year. I don't really have doubts about the team and the personnel and the players, but I do think teams have to be together to win it all. And I just don't think they are right now. And I do think they're a little bit behind. And that doesn't mean anything for the end of the year, but it does mean that if they stub their toes early in the season, that it's going to make it tougher to get the number one seed in the in the NFC. And I just think that's a huge, huge advantage. I feel like, what were they last year? They were 12-5. They lost the last game, right? But it didn't mean anything.
To the Rams.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say they're going to win less than 12 games this year. Just based on the fact that they went so far last year, based on the fact that Ayuk and Williams aren't there right now, and also based on the fact that they have lost some players. You know, Armstead's not there. Greenlaw's not there right now. So if you ask me to make a bet, I'd probably bet under 12. Now, if it's 11.5, I guess I'd take the under. But yeah,
I'm not going to let any team leapfrog them. But I will say I'm watching the team that kind of just wet the bed last year, Stani, and was after the Niners put their foot in their ass. It was the Eagles. But the Eagles have done some things on paper to where I'm like, okay, you can get that back, but you got to do it to show people, you know what, okay, you are real. But from a Niner standpoint, Stani, I'm not asking you to expand, but when you say together, do you think the relationship amongst players has soured? Or together, just know we're missing two guys, and this thing took too long. Because if you're telling me you think some relationships, the disease of me has kicked in, I don't think you can overcome. That's an infection. Then I think that's team-wide, and they're not together. They can't get it back. What, like, when you say together, what do you mean?
I mean, it feels like they're a little bit stagnant right now. It feels like the veteran players know that because Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk aren't in camp or aren't practicing, that it's really hard to get to the level you need to get to start a season. And I also think, yes, I believe it's not as simple as everybody in the locker room is on Ayuk and Trent Williams' side, or they're on the team side. What I'm saying is that I think that the fact that these two guys aren't practicing and one's not here is a distraction. And I just think in a case like this, every player has a different view of it. And that's kind of what I mean by together. I feel like the 49ers right now, they're just incomplete, and it's not about football. Mm. And the veteran players know that if they don't have these two guys in here, they're probably not going anywhere. But they also know that they'll probably be in at some point. Yeah. And so they've got to just kind of grin and bear it and wait. But while they're waiting, I feel like they're not progressing. And that's why I think, you know, they might not get off to the greatest start. And it's going to be up to the fans to determine how panicked they get if this team starts, you know, 1-2 or 2-2 or something like that.
Right. And I'll tell you this. I know you don't subscribe to it, but I do. Nothing changes more in sports than a week in the NFL. And Stoney, I really believe it is prestige city to be able to have the Monday night game, as the Niners do, hosting the New York Jets. That's a heavyweight bout to me. But, you know, downtrodden teams don't get that. And the Niners are far from that. They were moments away in overtime from winning the Super Bowl. But I can tell you, Stoney, I'm not going to come in here and panic, but if somehow they didn't, like, that is an ultimate test for me to stop Aaron Rodgers and that Jet offense and defense. Like, I just feel like we'll have a great barometer to come in and talk about on both sides of the ball and coaching against the New York Jets. And I guess, and I'm, you know, Niner fans can disagree, I almost appreciate that out the gate, this is not a lonely Arizona Cardinal team to where you could have your C-minus or D-plus game and get by. I think the Jets are going to be formidable, and we'll see week one if all the shenanigans or whatever you want to call what's going on in Niners camp and who's there, assuming both are back, if it mattered.
Yeah, I don't know who's going to be playing week one.
That can't be good. Just listen to what you just said.
And I don't think
it's just wow.
But again, I mean, I think we look at game one like it's some kind of big deal. And the reality is, I think pro players look at game one as one of 17. That's all it is. It's the first one. And I mean, how about this? Who did the Niners open up with last year?
I want to say Pittsburgh.
Yeah. What'd they do?
Beat them.
Yeah.
But the Steelers were Kenny Pickett.
They made the playoffs, didn't they?
Well, yeah. He
didn't Pittsburgh make the playoffs? I lost. That was one of the few bets I ever lost.
Hey, you did. They did make it.
So.
But you know what I mean. You weren't fearful of that game going in.
Well, I'm not fearful of the Jets either.
Well, see, I think they're better than the Steelers.
They might be.
Last year's Steelers.
But, you know, when you say it's going to be a test, and I mean, they play the Chiefs this year. You know, they got to play Dallas. I don't know. Do they play Philly? 49ers play Philly this year?
I got it right here. They don't play Philly.
Okay, they don't play Philly. What about Detroit or Green Bay?
Hold on, Stoney.
I take it one game at a time. That's why I only know it's the Jets.
I'm going to lay out. I'll bring it up. I'll see Evan looking at me.
Well, they'll play Detroit because they play the one seed as the top team in the division, in every single division.
Gotcha.
And that comes with winning.
So did the Eagles win the division?
Cowboys won the division.
That's
so
right.
So they got them the 27th, Sunday night.
Who?
The Niners.
They've got Dallas
here October 27th.
Yeah, that game's
They got the Jets. They go to your Vikings week two. They got the Rams.
They're not my Vikings anymore.
They got the Rams, Stoney, in L.A. That's going to be another test. So two of the three games are, and the Rams always play the Niners tough. Like, and who's to say the Vikings are going to just roll over?
Well, they're not. They're a professional football team.
Yeah.
When does is a Cowboys game right before or right after the Chiefs?
Right after the Chiefs. They play the Chiefs here at 1:25, and then they got the Cowboys at 5:20 Sunday night.
That's a good question. I mean, I don't. We can talk about that. If you're a Niner fan, I mean, how many games are they going to win this year? From everything you've seen so far, what kind of year do you think they're going to have? And the way I look at it is, last year they won 12, might have been 13, so 12-13, because they did give away the last game because it didn't matter. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying that between losing the Super Bowl and knowing they have to climb the mountain again and how long it's going to take, I think there could be some growing pains early, not necessarily because they're a young team, but I could see them getting off to a so-so start, and I don't know if it's going to cost them home field or not, but I would, if I had to make a prediction, I'd probably say 11-6. For the 49ers.
I wouldn't be mad at that. Now, is any of that come under the umbrella of, I kind of tuned into you and Evan last week when I did. I'll get to that. But Super Bowl hangover.
Well, I don't know.
What's going on with Ayuk and Trent is not part of any hangover to me. That's separate.
I don't know if it's a Super Bowl hangover, but I just know, and we saw it with the Warriors a lot, is, to me, it's not so much coming off a win or a loss. It's just the realization after you get to the biggest game of all the work you got to do to get back to that game. And the fact that nothing you did last year matters anymore. Nothing matters at all. And last year's health doesn't mean a thing regarding this year's health. And a lot of stuff can happen. And stuff is already happening, and that's why I don't feel great about this team matching last year's win total or exceeding it. That's just my opinion. We can go big picture a little bit at 888-957-9570. I gotta believe that most fans would probably have them where I have them, 11-6.
Well, I'm not mad at that.
Where do you have them?
About there. But I'll tell you what, Stoney, I really don't want to give you the number.
Why?
Because I need to find out, is Ayuk going to be a part of this team? That matters. I told you he's worth two wins to me. Trent Williams, when he gets in. But real quick here, but I told you I tuned into you and Evan last week, and you guys were talking about windows, the Super Bowl window. And Stoney, you laugh at me all the time, and I can take it. But the bottom line is, you know how I live my life and how I watch my sports. And if I were to run my team, I'm putting everything I have, every part of the fiber of my being into this season. And Stephen A. Smith, I wake up to him this morning, friend of the program, not saying he's an expert. And Stoney, they lead off with, is the Super Bowl window closing for the Niners? Niner fans can say that means diddly squat, but there is a legit conversation there of, you know, when does it ever happen, or has your best chance of having it happen gone by? And I don't feel that way, but the more this team gets down the road or gets in the playoffs and gets back off the mat like you talked about, to put all that energy and zest into another season and get their hearts ripped out, and now you're talking to me about the Benjamin, Stoney, people wanting to get paid, and more of that is going to rear its head, and you got a guy making $1 million at the quarterback position, and you can't get the hardware. I mean, I think it's one plus one. The window is closing on this collective of players, including Trent Williams, trying to get to the promised land.
Yeah. I also think if, you know, the thing that we never seem to acknowledge or talk about with the people who, and I agree, I think I heard Willard say this, if you think the 49ers window is closed or closing, then you really don't have a lot of faith in Brock Purdy. Because if you're telling me that he's going to reset the quarterback market, if you're telling me he's going to be among the highest paid quarterbacks in football, well, that means you paid him for a reason. And the reason's got to be that he's damn good.
But are we ready to say he's Mahomes?
There's only one Patrick Mahomes. Why would you bring up the best quarterback in football?
I got it. But there was zero Patrick Mahomes before he showed the world, hold my beer, I'm that guy. And all I'm saying is I'm not telling you or Willard that Brock's not that guy, but do you feel that way in your gut right now?
What?
That Brock Purdy could lose a Tyreek Hill or lose an Ayuk and still be that dude?
I'm just saying, if you think
I feel like the system helps Brock just as much as he helps the system.
Okay, well, if he's a good quarterback, then you should be good while he's here.
And the window because remain open.
And the bottom line, too, is whether you like it or not, Shanahan and Lynch have built good teams around here. They've built good teams around here despite never finding their quarterback, maybe up until now. So if they find their quarterback finally, and it's Brock Purdy, why in the world wouldn't they be good for the next 3 or 4 years or 5 or 6, knowing that Shanahan and Lynch know how to build a team around a quarterback? 888-957-9570. How many wins you got for the Niners? I mean, the bottom line is this. You think they're going to have a better record than last year or not? 12-5 is what they were. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
Give us a name who you'd like to be coaching this team right now. If you feel that way about Kyle, give us a name, Jay.
I'll give you a name right now. His name is Eric, and he's my mailman.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, the 2024 Red and Gold Summit is set, and it's for Wednesday, September 4th. That's a week from tomorrow. And once again, we're going to be live from the beautiful Fremont Bank at 39150 Fremont Boulevard. Willard and Dibs, they're live 2 to 4, and then all the hosts will join in at 4 o'clock until 6. And we're getting you ready for another football season. So come out. Have some fun. First come, first served. Everybody's welcome. And we'll pack that place. We had a nice crowd there for the Warriors Summit a couple months back. So that's a week from tomorrow at Fremont Bank. And also, we got another event with our good friends at Atco Pest Control. Join 95.7 The Game at Harding Park Friday, September 6th. That's a week from this Friday for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament. It benefits the Autism Society for San Francisco. All you got to do is go to 957thegame.com to learn more. Presented by Atco Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company. We're talking about the 49ers.
Here I go. Yeah. Speaking of the summit, can't wait to see our friends at Fremont Bank in that new beautiful building. Do you think we'll have any news on either two of these players by next Wednesday?
Oh, next, that's right. Yeah. It's next Wednesday.
Do you think?
Wednesday.
I mean, when do we get it? The baby's still not here. You know what? Maybe you're not pregnant. Maybe there is no baby, Stoney. Will we know something by next Wednesday?
I hope not.
Well, now, why do you say that?
I want chaos.
Oh, because that's what would ensue.
I told you
that's what I wanted. Well, chaos has started already.
What I want is for them to tell Trent Williams to pound sand and tell Brandon Ayuk, play for 14. And if they don't, then I want them to go 17-0 and win the Super Bowl without Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk.
All three of those things are not going to happen.
That's ideally.
Josina Anderson, the lovely Josina Anderson, said, Trent said, Steiny, I don't just want to get paid, pal. I want to get paid. Okay? And you may. Ayuk? There's a crazy part of me that thinks, Donnie, he may, the eve of the Monday night game, say, you know what? I'll show up and play for the fifth, for that 14.
Like, maybe.
Could you imagine? Then what was all this for?
It was for him to try to get a long-term contract.
At what cost, though, as far as you didn't work out, you didn't do anything? That would be hard for me to show up to work. Let's go beat the Jets.
You can't. If he shows up for 14 now, that would not be good, I don't think.
For the Niners, it would. For the team, it would.
No, I disagree. I absolutely disagree. You do not want Brandon Ayuk in that locker room on a $14 million one-year deal.
Yeah.
No chance.
Shame on me.
No chance. Let's go to David in El Cerrito.
Before you add a detail to that, this was from NFL Network's Mike Garofolo yesterday talking about if Ayuk would play on the fifth year. It does not sound like he would. Basically, if the Niners ask him to play on the fifth year, they do not sign up to an extension. quote, the saga will continue.
Man.
So it does not seem like Brandon Ayuk is interested in playing on his fifth year.
Yeah. You almost got to give him credit, Stoney, or salute to him and his camp for standing on business up until this point. But he's telling me, Guru, that ain't happening, pal.
I got a request. I think people know what it's going to be. Can we drop something?
Standing on business?
Yeah, I can't stand that for some reason.
Have you ever done it?
No.
But you put your foot down before.
Then I put my foot down. Standing on business. That sounds to me like the Dave Chappelle when Keeping It Real goes wrong. That's what that sounds like to me. Seriously, it does. Go ahead, great. You're standing on business. You're also not making any money this year, but you're standing on business. Niners are standing on business. Yeah, guess what? They don't have their left tackle in, but they're standing on business.
Now,
lose it.
Yeah, two of the first three games, Donnie.
What, on the road?
No, you got the Jets.
Okay.
You get a breather, okay. I deem a breather, the second game, and then you got the Rams.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
just telling you. You got 11 wins. I ain't mad at you. They might even get more.
One thing that I know at this point is some of the teams that we think are going to be good won't be, and some of the teams we don't think are going to be that good will be. So maybe the Vikings are a 10-win team this year. Who knows? I doubt it.
They beat the Niners last year. Remember that?
Who beat them? Who beat them?
Wow. Let's stop.
What was he, 32 for 35?
He got the fluke touchdown before half that cost Wilkes his job. Dude, we're not talking about and I asked Ted, shout out Ted Wynn who joined us a few minutes ago, Stoney, about what type of defense this is going to be. What are you laughing at? Dude, wow. That's my partner.
You lost your train of thought a little bit.
No, I didn't. I was
thinking
all the time. No, what is going on here?
Shut up, Fitz.
And I miss Fitz. He joined, RIP Al Addle, Stoney. I wasn't here. You guys did a great job. What type of defense is this going to be? So you're telling me, listen, two guys have taken this defensive coordinator job with talent all around the field and parlayed it into a head coaching job. One, how many times has that happened back to back? It did. You don't think the bottle stopping is going to stop spinning when Sorensen takes up? Well, it did on Wilkes already. And now you're without the services of Greenlaw. Armstead is gone. People are doubting your run defense. But I will say this to that. The Niners D showed out in the Super Bowl. For what they were.
I lose that too. Showed out.
What are you like?
Just say showed up.
That was the part of the sentence you want to leave out?
Just say showed up. Well, they played terrific.
Good God, you hate a lot of stuff, man. But anyway, Stoney, like, I'm worried about the Niner defense as a whole.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you know about Sorensen? What do we know about him and Staley?
I know he's a defensive coordinator. That means he's going to make zero tackles this year.
Well, you got to go up against McVay week three. And forget McVay, Rodgers week one.
Rams don't have a defensive coordinator?
I'm saying
I thought McVay was an offensive guy.
No, I'm saying you got to stop his offense.
Piece of cake.
All right.
David in El Cerrito. How's it going, David?
Hey, Guru, I hate to tell you this, but Donnie is about to break up with you. Because, you know, when you're dating someone, nothing they can do is ever wrong. But now everything that comes out of your mouth is bothering him just a little bit.
Hey, but it's a miracle we got this far, so I'll be happy. I understand.
I'll tell you guys, the third month you guys were together, I called the show and told you this was the first must-listen radio show I've heard in the Bay Area in years. It still is that show.
I appreciate you, pal. We do.
Sweet.
Now, I will say this. Would you rather have Trent Williams and Jimmy Garoppolo on your team, or Brock Purdy and the worst left tackle in football? Someone that, like, the left tackle is like the backup for the Giants. Who would you rather have? What combo do you think is winning you more games in those two scenarios? So that should dictate how much you pay your quarterback in the future.
That's I'm mad at him. I see him working, Stoney.
Hey, David, you're the man. Call in anytime. Yeah. We'll move you right to the front. You can cut in line just like Trent Williams.
Boy.
But actually, like McCaffrey.
I feel like they knocked on his door. Hey, pal, you know you do. Hey, listen. Yeah.
Hey, Christian.
This is pretty good now.
Christian, we want to give you more money.
In the middle of the night, man. Yeah. How would you answer that?
Believe it or not, you're going to think I take Purdy in the worst. You know why?
But you're calling him Mahomes into me, and I'm not saying Willard or anybody else.
I'm calling Trent Williams 36 years old. I'm looking at Trent Williams like he's got 1 or 2 years left.
But
period.
What if they're great all-pro years, which they were last year and the year before?
And what did that ensure you?
That you got to the Super Bowl.
Oh, now it's okay to just get there. I'm just saying.
Well, when you talk like that, Stoney, you're saying Trent cost you the Super Bowl.
Well,
he didn't have as fine as Alvar. I didn't say
it. You said it.
Trent's badass.
Okay.
Then why didn't
he play his best football at the most important time last year?
I don't have that answer.
Okay, so then don't ask for number one lineman money.
Yeah, if you're going to judge me for one game over 17 to get you to the other
three. Entire playoffs.
No, it's not. Come on.
It's a non-factor.
I want to rip my mic out now and just jump out the window. He's going to get the money.
Okay, if you say so.
Any team in 36 would give him the money. That's why fans aren't calling in, losing it on him.
I think it's incredible.
I'm being real.
Is you use 36 like it's good.
No, I'm not you. I don't look at the birth certificate. It concerns me. I look at the eye test. He's still throwing dudes on their back.
If you say so, I don't necessarily think he's the guy he was 2 years ago.
But that he's still so tremendous. He's still an all-pro left tackle.
That's fine, but he's not the best in the game, maybe. And that's why I wouldn't
pay
him.
He's the best you have.
That's right. And he's the highest paid offensive lineman on the Niners and the fourth highest paid in the league, left tackle.
I hear you, and I know what you're doing, but I'll tell you this, and I'd bet. Stoney, you probably got 9 more days to be able to say that because he's going to get broken off.
I don't want him not to be broken off.
And I believe that.
What I'm saying is I don't like it, even a little. The guy's already threatened to retire. Why do you think he wants guaranteed money? He wants guaranteed money so he knows that if he only plays one more year, he'll still get that money. That's why he's doing it.
You really think that?
Of course. All he's got to do is, if he shows up to training camp, he makes $22 million if he plays against the Jets. Now, I get it. Next year's not guaranteed. So that's why he wants a bigger guarantee. Or more, he wants a guarantee in the first place. But you're still, if you come and play, you're going to be the fourth highest paid lineman in football. That seems pretty fair to me for a guy who's that old. I don't know.
Well, see, effective and old are different. He's old, but he's still super effective.
Yeah.
And that's where the money comes in. How effective are you? And I'm telling you, I'm 10 seconds away, Evan, from saying that Trent Williams might be the key to your season more than McCaffrey. If you're telling me Brock Purdy, the two most important players on the team. Stoney, he's protecting your blind side.
He's an offensive lineman.
Man, come on, you know what it is.
Who does McCaffrey need to run behind?
Donnie, answer that, though.
Okay.
That's leverage.
No. That's what we'll do today. Trent Williams is more important than McCaffrey. Okay. Is that what we're doing? Well, then you tell me why he's not at camp.
I believe 90. 79% of this is big fella you don't have to show.
Okay.
So that ended. That ended Saturday and Friday in Vegas. So now I am kind of Stoney. Okay. When's the announcement? How long will it take you to get here? So I am kind of like eyebrows raised.
And forgive me if I have a different way of thinking, but the whole idea of, he's 36 and he doesn't like training camp and he'll be fine once he'll be ready to go day one.
Right. Pro's pro.
Yeah. And I say he's 36. He's 36. Bosa was 24 last year. He held out and he wasn't the same. But Trent's 36 and he'll just be ready to hit the ground running. Maybe, Maybe. Yeah. But everybody,
that's the Niners' reality now.
Everybody acts like Trent Williams is just a guarantee. I know what he's done in the past. He's one of the greats. I don't know what he's going to do this season.
Well, you're going to pay him hoping he does what he's done the last few seasons.
Not in the big games, you're not.
Well.
Waterman, Corda Madera. Hey, Waterman, how you doing? And why don't we talk about the three games he missed? And he didn't play a full season.
Yeah, and the team lost all three.
Okay.
That's leverage.
Oh,
a beverage of leverage. Yeah. God, I wish I could sell
he'll play a full 17 games this year.
Not insane.
What's up, Waterman?
How you guys doing? Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
One of you guys earlier said the Niners going 11-6. I personally think that's probably the top end for them this season.
How come?
I think Matai Teo's take that you guys played yesterday was very true. I think you got the core group of this team who's gone to another Super Bowl and lost to the Chiefs in a dramatic fashion, and now you're starting the season. This whole training camp, it's been the Aiyuk, contract saga. Now you got Trent involved. It messes with the team. I'm sorry, it messes with camaraderie. Nobody can say it doesn't. Nobody can say it doesn't. There's no way. I personally think, Debo's on the sideline. He's going through the motions. Kittle's going to be Kittle. Joyful and happy in his interviews, but it's in the back of their head. I feel like these guys feel like they can't get over the hump. I hope they can. As a fan, trust me. In my adult life, I've unfortunately watched this team lose three Super Bowls, which is hard to say out loud. It's brutal. But I think we're going to have another kind of an injury plague year. I think Brock's going to get hurt and be out for a couple of games. I think Debo's going to get hurt and be out for a couple of games. Kittle's. He plays reckless. He's going to probably get hurt, be out for a couple games, and that's going to cost this game. So I personally think 10-7, 9-8 is probably going to be where we're at. And I think we're going to be hoping to get in on a wild card. And, I don't personally think we're going back to the Super Bowl. I think this team's going to need a little bit of a reset. And what I mean by that is a bad season to then come in and go, guys, we're better than this. Let's focus. Let's get on the same page. Let's do this. We can't have these big contract negotiation issues. I think it hurt Bosa last year.
Yeah.
Bosa wasn't himself for the first half of the season. And so, it sucks, but this is part of the reality of the NFL these days. We're not set necessarily at every position. It's not like the old days when the Niners were pretty consistent and, no offense, didn't lose Super Bowls. So, that's my take, guys, and I hope I'm wrong.
Thanks, Waterman.
I really do.
Appreciate
thanks, guys.
Yeah, appreciate it,
good
man.
Good stuff.
I saw a bunch of this on the YouTube chat, and would you take it right now? Would you take this? 10-7 playoffs. I'm not telling you the seed. You could figure it out. 10-7 playoffs. You're taking that right now if you're a Niner fan.
Wow. I'm not.
Okay.
Because I think that's substandard.
Okay.
And I think that's a sign or indication that something went wrong, Stoney. Now, again, I want to, I'd give my right arm to make the playoffs, but why would you ask that? Why would you fall on 10-7 right there? And there's a point behind that.
It's a perfectly acceptable record, and you're going to be a playoff team most likely. And I want to see if that's good enough. It would be good enough. I would take it. I absolutely would take it. And then let's take our chances in the playoffs. I do think it's not out of the realm of possibility that something bad happens. Look, the 49ers had a couple injury years under Shanahan. And they didn't win a lot of games. There's no guarantee that they're going to be healthy this year. So if you told me right now 10-7 and the playoffs, absolutely, positively, I would take that. And the reason I would take it is because at least at that point I'd know that we still have a team that's good enough to make the playoffs, and we still have a team that's been there before, and they know how to play postseason football.
Hey, let me double back to something he said. because, again, I'm bringing Willard up because I love him, Steiny, but he had the greatest rebuttal to Manti Te'o saying he saw something in the preseason game, and Willard said, well, all the starters weren't playing, and I'm asking you now, Steiny, because we didn't have time yesterday. To me, he kind of obliterated what Manti said. Willard did, like, what are you basing that on if it's not a real game? And even I told you I was intrigued by the notion of them being drained, but I guess
if
I was Te'o, I would have said, don't say yes, watch a preseason game that you've seen it.
First of all, they did use
some of the starters. All of them didn't play.
Right, but Purdy played and the offensive line played in week two. I don't have a problem with him saying that. He knows more than I do, probably, right?
No, it perked my ears up. I just, after I think about it, like, okay, I guess what's going against the whole thing is, had he just said they look exhausted as opposed to the preseason? Like, because you're not going to see that dog or that zest in a preseason game, right?
I don't know.
But he,
10-7 and a playoff berth. Would you take it right now if you're a Niner fan? I'd actually be surprised if people didn't take that, because with that, if I say 10-7, that probably means they didn't have one of their big guys get hurt.
Yeah, well,
and they go to the playoffs.
But you didn't win the division. I don't believe at 10-7, Stoney.
Okay.
But now you're ready to go on the road, first round, your wild card.
So you're not taking it. Okay. That's fine.
No, but I'm the guy that told you, and you probably don't remember, hey, it's a successful, just get to the playoffs. Then you go from there.
But it's not.
10-7, that means you just won three games more than you lost.
What did you just say?
Remember earlier, a couple months back, I was saying what would constitute a successful season for the Niners.
Okay.
And at one juncture, I was like, the playoffs. And then I changed that and said, no, it's NFC Championship.
If the 49ers make the playoffs and lose in the wild card round.
Oh, man. You would say something's closing or shut just a little more.
I got to see how it happens.
Right.
Did they have a lot of injuries or did they just have a down year? Bill M. says no, 11-6 at the least. All right. But if you say you're not taking 10-7, then you're not allowing for things to go wrong. And we've seen.
What about Ricky Pearsall?
He's an ineffectual rookie.
No. What's going on? No preseason action in the blue net?
Yeah, he's hurt.
But if you had to go up to a counter and bet, would you say this has gotten off to a bad start?
Ricky Pearsall?
Yeah, with his history.
But, okay.
That's what I mean. Nobody's going to remember that over the Niners right now.
Okay, well, nobody's going to remember Pearsall's hurt if he's. Plays 15 games. Like, nobody.
But he may. Yeah. All right. I mean, I give you that. But what if he's on the pump to start?
But this is what you do. It's like, yeah, okay, you worry about Pearsall, and you worry about, McCaffrey, because he rubbed his leg in the Super Bowl. Approach a season like that. Yeah. I approach it as though, yeah, guess what? If Brock Purdy gets hurt, we're in trouble.
But you're too young, I guess, from a Pearsall. Like, it was already, I don't want to say, it was already a pick to where, wow, it was kind of not controversial, but it was like, whoa, okay. But this kid is too young to be hurt and not play preseason games at all. He should have been Jerry Rice out there in the preseason. Like, y'all get like, that's how I think they had it designed. But to find out he has something on the Carfax report, and now my car is not starting to work, and I need a jump. How many times does that get fixed to turn around? That's all. And we had Herm Edwards on with the morning show. Or with Willard and Dibbs.
I know.
So you're not worried.
It's not a matter of being worried, but I can't. Like, I don't worry about injuries. I can't. Mm. They happen, and you deal with them. And it's football. Like, guys get hurt. They just do.
This guy hadn't been tackled.
So, okay. I mean, what do you want me to tell you? Yeah, Goo, he's a bust.
No, I'm not saying that.
I mean, is that what you want?
No, I'm not saying.
Okay.
I just want some concern. Because I think they have to be concerned over there.
Look, you know what? I'm going to tell you this. Just because I'm not concerned. You know why? Because he's a rookie. He's a rookie. He wasn't going to win us a Super Bowl by himself anyway. He's a third or fourth wide receiver in his rookie year.
Well, we're a couple of days from maybe being the second.
And like, here's the thing. You get to worry. And I get to say,
Well, he played three full seasons of college football and never got hurt. 888-957. Ooh, we got full lines. 888-957-9570. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.